Hey, it's a Friday. Pizza time on Food Friday. You know, it can be as simple as bread, sauce, and cheese, or you can spice it up with gourmet toppings and fire it up in a special oven. You can be a fan of the New York style or the deep dish Chicago kind. What about extra cheese or anchovies, thick crust or thin? When it comes to pizza, you have a lot of options, and we have a lot of expert pizza makers in the studio today. Paul Massiero is the co-owner of Baba Louie's Pizza in Pittsfield, Great Barrington, and Hudson, where gourmet wood-fired pizza is the name of the game. He's a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America and the Greenbrier Culinary Apprenticeship Program. He's cooked all over the U.S. He's a Berkshire native and sources all of his fresh produce locally. Also here, Rocco DeFazio opened up DeFazio's wood-fired pizzeria in Troy, 1989, and has since won numerous Best of Pizza awards from around the capital region. He is an expert in Italian foods. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. He is a Siena College grad and a former science teacher. I wish I had you for science.
You'd eat well.
Yeah, we used to dissect frogs. We didn't, have pizza.
But there's Paul and I have spoke about this before. The connection between science and food. There's
Absolutely.
A real connection.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're talking about baking.
Yeah.
It's everything's got to be right temperature, right amount. Everything's got to be precise.
800-348-2881 is the number to call. 800-348-2551. I'm sorry, 800. It's been a while since I've done Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. It's all about pizza today. Rocco and Paul are here, and they've brought some really, really nice-smelling, pizza and something else, stromboli.
Stromboli.
What is stromboli?
Stromboli is a stuffed Italian bread, and we make about 8 varieties of these things that we sell at the local farmer's market and at our shop in Troy. And today I've brought 3 different types. I've brought the traditional Italian, which has Italian ham, pepperoni, and cheese in it, which is like our number one seller, of course. But I also did some pulled pork last night.
Ooh. Oh.
10-hour pulled pork with the Coca-Cola. And
Coca-Cola?
You know, yeah. It's,
really? No kidding.
Well, and I made one of those with caramelized onions. And the other one is a pastrami to get ready for St. Patrick's Day.
It's, I love it.
Pastrami, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut.
Oh, that sounds good.
So you guys can really dig into these.
And
these
Jessica
just jumped in.
She just jumped in. She's got the knife.
She heard pulled pork, and she was here. Pulled pork is that one.
Again, 800-348-2551. And you brought some mustard?
Oh, you got to have mustard with the
with
the pastrami, with sauerkraut.
Do you sell a lot of stromboli?
Oh, my God, yeah. Like tomorrow at the Troy Farmers Market, we'll go... We'll sell close to 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's great.
Wow. Listen to this.
That's the pulled pork one.
Oh, my goodness.
Cooked in Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I simmer it in Coca-Cola.
I can
taste, you taste the sweetness and the brown sugar?
The caramel of the Coke.
Right.
Mm.
Tasty, isn't it?
I can't believe they pay me to do this. This is
poor
great.
Ray.
800-348-2551 if you want to call. If not, I can just eat pizza all hour. I don't care. 800-348-2551. Rocco and Paul are here. We're talking pizza and we're talking stromboli. Paul, when I was young, pizza was, dough, tomato sauce, some cheese, maybe some sausage, maybe some mushroom. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, but that was basic.
Somewhere along the line, you guys started throwing everything on. When did that all kind of start?
Oh, God. 80s, I'd
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I would say the 80s,
you know,
too.
When people started getting adventurous with food, more adventurous with food.
And people traveling more.
Yep, and checking things out.
This Food Network thing is really exploded, the whole food as entertainment.
Do you watch a lot of Food Network?
I try not to.
I can't either because I live it every day.
Yeah,
people are like, you don't watch that?
Yeah,
I'm like, no, I can't.
And my mother, God bless her soul, when she used to sit down and say, you want me to put on the Food Network? And she goes, those people don't know how to cook. I go, what? So their recipes are totally, they're bogus. She said, they don't know how to cook. So
they've got some good chefs on there now.
Yeah, they do now.
They really
do. But when they first started, it was pretty lame.
But after working 18 hours, The last thing you want to do is go home and see food.
we all think pizza's Italian. Is that true? Is that where it came from?
Came from the southern Mediterranean area.
Mm-hmm. Sicily and...
It's part...
Well, you know the story of Margherita.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Isn't that how it started?
Well, that was when cheese was first put on it. In 1892, Princess Margherita was visiting a certain section of Naples.
Mm-hmm.
And this... Originally, pizza was just bread that they would put tomatoes on top. And that's what they would serve to the workers. And, you know, their sauce. 1892, this Michael Esposito decided that he was going to put fresh mozzarella.
Adventurer.
on the pizza, and became Pizza Margherita in 1892, and that's where that whole thing started.
Yeah.
But I think in the 80s, as people traveled more around the world, and 89, we got our first wood-fired oven, where you can really... See, with the wood-fired oven, and Paul will attest to this with his oven, you sear the toppings.
Mm.
So when you put these toppings on, they stay nice and fresh, crispy, moist, and flavorful. You can't do it with those old Baker Prides.
No. Yeah, the bludgeons.
They just kill it.
Yeah,
they kill it.
It's like steamed.
Steamed, yeah. It becomes steamed.
Absolutely.
800-348-2551. We're talking pizza today with Rocco and Paul, and also some stromboli that... Really, it's probably a send somewhere. It is so good. Todd in Old Chatham. Go ahead, Todd.
Hi, my question's pretty simple. It's just, what's the difference between a stromboli and a calzone?
Good question, Todd. We get that all the time. Calzone has the base, the cheese is ricotta. You put the ricotta cheese down. You flavor it a little bit with some Pecorino Romano cheese, and some spices, and then you would add maybe prosciutto or vegetables, and you fold it over. You fold it, and you tap your edges, and then you put it in the oven, where stromboli is made like a bread, where you lay out your dough, lay your toppings on it, and you roll it, just three rolls, nice and tight, and you bake it in an oven, 350 degrees, for about 45 minutes. But a calzone is what we cook in our wood-fired ovens, as compared to the stromboli, which we cook in a regular gas oven.
Okay, calzone's cooked really quick.
And a calzone is much quicker, cook. Right?
Yeah.
Not the 40 minutes.
No.
800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy, and Paul Massiero of Baba Louie's, which is Pittsfield, Great Barrington, and Hudson.
So your stromboli is not, like the calzone is like a pizza crust calzone, correct? And your stromboli is more of a bread.
No, it's...
Is it the same dough?
Yeah, because our bread, our pizza dough recipe is my grandmother's.
No, why mess with perfection?
And you can cook it either way.
Right.
We've kind of got it down where we can either cook it in the wood-fired oven or cook it in a regular oven.
Anything you guys have put on a pizza that just didn't work? I mean, have you experimented and thought, like, oh, boy, I wish I hadn't done that? Because it seems like just about everything now is going
caviar.
Caviar, yeah, okay.
I'm going to put caviar on it.
We did it one New Year's Eve.
How much a slice? Like 50 bucks or something?
It was, and I did the whole creme fraiche thing. It's something I saw Wolfgang Puck had done, and I said, let's try that.
I'm
going to do that again.
Yeah.
No. No, I haven't had that happen to me yet.
A Mounds bar, maybe?
We've done Nutella.
Nutella's great.
Nutella's great
Nutella?
On it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a dessert pizza.
Yeah.
We've done, you know, black beans with creme fraiche, and we've done all kinds of things, and it's all pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you pay attention to every step of the way.
Right.
Let's talk to Lou in Altamont. Lou.
Yes, I recently read a book called The Pizza Bible, and if I believe that gentleman, not make your dough without a starter or a polish or whatever you want to call it, and keeping it for a couple of days before you actually use it. Do you have an instant pizza dough that you can make and cook a pizza in the same day?
No, we like to do it where our dough sits for a day. We always make our dough one day ahead or 2 days ahead, and it seems to proof better, and it cooks much better. But to make a dough that day, that afternoon, we don't like to do that. I'm sorry, I don't have one.
Do you use the same dough, whether it's a thin, very thin pizza, or if you're making a thicker crust?
Oh, yes. It just depends on the quantity of the dough, you know, whatever you're using, whether you're putting it in a pan or you're spreading it out thin or whether you're making a stromboli. Yeah, it's the same dough.
All right.
I recommend you making your dough one day ahead of. Do you do that, Paul?
Yeah, but it's kind of like soup, you know. When you make soup, it's always better the next day, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Always. I mean, it's
everything
good that night.
Lasagna.
Everything. It seems just the flavors meld. I don't know what it is, but it always seems better the next day.
We say the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for calling an email. Hey, gang, what other kinds of flours do you use in your crust besides wheat or semolina? One place I worked years ago used chickpea flour in the crust and cooked it in a wood-fired oven. It was fantastic, but I haven't heard much about different kinds of flour being used much since then. Thanks from John. You guys use other things than wheat and semolina?
Well, we do in our gluten-free crusts, mm-hmm. but in the traditional pizza crusts, we use a whole wheat and a white flour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we only use whole wheat and white flour.
Okay.
What do you use in your gluten-free? Corn or?
It's tapioca, buckwheat, millet. There's like 7 flours that I put into that.
Wow.
Yeah. Comes out great, though.
Oh, I got to try it.
A touch of sorghum.
Oh, wow.
Some rice, some potato flour.
Good.
Yeah.
800-348-2551. We'll take more calls and have more pizza in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Cafe Capriccio. Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York. CafeCapriccio.com. Ackerman's Appliance Hudson. For 37 years, a locally owned dealer of appliance brands such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Blue Star, Bosch, and more. Showroom on Warren Street, Ackerman'sAppliance.net. And Current Compliance Services, Greenwich, New York. Compliance and regulatory consultants for life insurance and annuity carriers and their distribution partners, CurrentCompliance.com.
I can't believe the break is over already because I was hoping we could have more pizza. But that's a fast break. 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio is here of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. Paul Massiero of Baba Louie's. I know who Baba Louie is, but why'd you name your pizza place Baba Louie?
I actually bought it. It was a business that I bought that was 4 years old.
Okay.
And the original owner used to call her grandmother Baba Louie, which means stupid grandmother.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So that's where the name came from.
Oh, boy.
And I love the name, so we just kept it.
Wasn't there a cartoon?
Yeah, there is a cartoon.
Quick Draw McGraw's old little donkey friend.
Not only that, but someone from I Love Lucy, too, wasn't Desi Arnaz's...
A Baba Lou. That was his song.
Yeah. But I think there was a character, too, that he would...
A little donkey. Yeah.
Something,
okay. Well, I think we're off the subject well enough now. So let's get back to pizza. 800-348-2551. All the way to New Jersey. Wow. Elaine, go ahead.
Hi. My family, we had a pizza in California. It was a clam garlic pizza, and they loved it. And I'm just wondering if you have any tips about that or how to make that.
Yeah, we make a lot of clam. I love white clam pizza. And a matter of fact, I was going to bring one of those today if I was going to bring a pizza. But you can just get a really good can of clams.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to use fresh clams.
Okay.
Drain them. Add a little garlic to it, a little spice, a little...
So you don't saute anything?
No. You put it on your pizza, spread it over it. White pizza... Okay. Don't put the sauce.
Okay.
And then, but it should be fresh garlic on top. Mm. And it's real. I like to also have some Tabasco sauce with it on the side and some lemon, fresh lemon. You squeeze some fresh lemon on it when it comes out of the oven.
Spices? Oregano, anything like that?
Basil, parsley, black pepper. Mm.
Put so it's that. Almost like a clam's linguine.
Yeah, clam's linguine. But yeah, that's one of my favorite.
You just put it on the pizza.
How does that sound?
That sounds like I'm really hungry.
Where are you in New Jersey? My uncle used to run a bakery in Long Branch.
It's Sparta.
Oh, Sparta?
It's in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Northwest, okay. Yeah, I used to love going down to Long Branch.
Nice.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. A lot of difference in pizza, for instance, from California to Texas. I know there's the Chicago deep dish and everything else, but if you travel around the country, is there a big difference?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there is a big difference.
The Northeast has the best pizza.
Of course.
It's due to the water.
The water and the...
And we live
there. I think just the traditions that we have here. When you go out to California, it's like Nouveau pizza.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they have that. Like, I would never try to do barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's not in my...
Right.
But you go to Carol, you know, you can't match their barbecue.
No.
And if you go to Texas, their brisket. And,
okay.
Right.
Know. Yeah, it's like barbecue all over is different.
Yeah.
Whether in Memphis or Texas or...
Yeah.
And wherever. Of course, you've got the pineapple in Hawaii and in Florida, and which is not one of my favorites, I got to admit.
Yeah.
You got fruit on pizza, you know.
Not too much.
No. Okay, let's talk to, let's see... Frank in Boston Spa.
Hello, good afternoon. Great show. Thank you so much for taking my call. Couple questions. First of all, can you freeze pizza dough? I mean, I make pizza dough at home, and usually I do throw it in the refrigerator overnight. But if I'm making a bunch of it, can I freeze it?
Sure, you can. We freeze a lot of. We sell our frozen pizza dough in our shop, and people love it. You just make sure you take it out a day ahead of time and let it sit. But, freezing pizza dough is not a problem at all.
Just let it get happy and then proof it, yep.
Yep.
And how about can you make a stromboli and then freeze that and do the same thing?
Sure you can, yeah. You can freeze the stromboli. After you cook it, and they'll stay fine frozen.
Well, after you cook it, huh?
After you cook it.
Okay, so it doesn't get greasy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the dough doesn't get, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I would cook it first, then freeze it.
What is the temperature that you use for a good, you know, thin crust, crispy pizza or a stromboli? I mean, my oven at home gets up to about 500 degrees. Is that where I should be at, or what do you think?
Yeah, I usually right around 450 to 500. If you have a pizza stone, throw it in there and let it heat up for an hour. And then
always got a pizza stone.
Yeah.
Always have a pizza stone.
Yeah, yep. And let that heat up and then throw your pizza right on that.
Yeah, 450 to 500 is perfect for the when you use your oven at home.
Now, there's another bread that I make called focaccia.
Focaccia, and, yeah, we make that.
Mm-hmm. And I've made some, I've had friends tell me that this is the best pizza of all. You were talking about barbecue pizza. I do my focaccia the day before, and then I throw that on the grill. Have you guys ever played around with that? I mean, it really does come out great.
Yeah, when I cook pizzas at home, I throw them on the grill because that's how I like them.
Yeah.
It gives it a nice flavor.
Yeah. And it gets nice and crispy on the bottom and
chewy on top.
And I can get, I can get my grill up to 600 degrees instead of 500.
Yeah. You just got to turn down the flame once it hits that temperature so you don't burn it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Talking about frozen dough, I mean, every man who, before they get married, the bachelor staple is cold pizza that you had. Can you warm it back up? I always hated sticking it in the microwave. It just kind of...
Yeah, I always...
What do you do? Stick it in an oven?
I stick it in an oven.
Yeah?
I like it for breakfast. So you crack an egg.
It's great.
Yeah. Fry an egg and then throw that on top of the pizza and warm it up in the oven. It's great.
Root beer and cold pizza for breakfast. Breakfast of champions, right?
Heat up your pizza stone, let it sit on the pizza stone.
But microwave and pizza just don't get along, do they?
No, they get rubbery. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Most bread products in microwaves get rubbery.
Very.
Yeah.
John and Coxsackie.
Hello.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
Great.
Great show. Just one quick comment and then a question. But first, just to mention something, that a lot of your listeners on this public radio station, more than other radio stations, I think there's a lot of vegetarians and vegans out there. And when you do Food Fridays, if you just keep that in mind, because and you guys today are doing a lot of veggies, so that's great.
Good.
But anyway, my question is, back in the 90s, I think, something happened to cheese on pizza. Before that, I grew up in New Jersey also, and when you bought a slice in New Jersey, the thing was so hot, you couldn't even go near it for 5 minutes. And if you did, I mean, the cheese on there was just amazing. The oil from the cheese would run down your sleeve when you folded the slice in half, because that's the way you ate it down there. And something's happened drastically to pizza up here and to cheese. The cheese is not what it was. Hello?
Yes. What do you think of the cheese issue here?
One difference is that, we use a fresh mozzarella on our pizza, so it doesn't run like that, you know, with the grease dripping down your arm.
Yeah.
Pizzas that I found that the grease runs down your arm is usually cheeses that have a lot of fillers and other things in them, but I don't think that's what the gentleman's talking about.
No, I think you're talking about to get good cheese, you got to pay extra money for it, basically. And a lot of pizzerias will use cheaper cheese, and there is a lot of that out there where we stick to, we pay top dollar for our cheese, and that's one thing people say about our pizzas, we have very good cheese. Then we top it off with Pecorino Romano from southern Italy, and it just explodes the pizza. You got to put Pecorino Romano on that pizza. But it's a lot of pizzerias, unfortunately, will cut costs on their cheeses. And there's a lot of filler in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But all I know is that pizza, everybody that ate it down there would always comment how good the cheese was. And, you know, and it was just it would be so hot. I mean, you know, you'd have to go back to New Jersey, like back in the 70s and 80s and 60s.
That's when mom and pop, there were a lot of mom and pop places that you were buying your pizzas from, and they took pride in it. Now, you're talking 20 years difference. Let me tell you, a lot of those mom and pops are closed, and those people now running those pizzerias are just looking at the bottom line.
And that's what the problem is. That's why the cheese is different.
That's it.
There's an original in Palisade Park down there that's still there making it the same way.
Good for them.
Fortunately, yes. Okay, thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Find out from them what the cheese is.
800-348-2551. Rocco and Paul are here. We're talking pizza on Vox Pop today on Food Friday. It's 800-348-2551. Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, go right ahead.
I make my own crust, and my question for you is, when I put it on the pan, I will put it on the pizza stone in the oven and bake it for about 7 minutes first, and a lot of times it, like, just pops right off the pan into this hump. I put EVOO underneath it to prevent it from sticking, yet I've kind of got, like, this dome thing coming out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
And you're cooking it on a pan?
Yeah, I do use the pan because I can't get it off the pan onto the pizza stone.
Okay, see, that's your first problem. you can't. It's not good to put a pan on
the pizza stone.
No.
Okay.
And there's an easy trick. What you do, if you don't want to invest in a peel,
I've got a peel.
Oh, you got a peel. You still not use. You have to put some maybe just flour. And as you're making the pizza, always try to move the pizza on your peel. It will come off of it. It takes practice, believe me. I know.
I've been trying this for a year.
some places, too, use cornmeal.
Yeah.
Cornmeal. Okay,
yeah.
I've read
that. Try with the cornmeal. Put it on your peel and keep on shaking your dough because any bit of moisture will connect to your dough, to the peel, and make it stick. So you want it dry.
Okay.
But please don't put the pan on the stove.
All right. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Email from Mark. I have been to some pizza places where a large pie is 16 inches. Other pizza places say it's 18 inches. I have been to one pizza place that had a 14-inch large pie. My preference is the larger the better. I like the old-fashioned New York City-style large pizza where the pie is so big it barely fits into the box. Lots of sauce and cheese. So, what do you consider the true size of a large pizza, and why is there so much confusion about this? So, gentlemen, does size matter?
Our size is, our large pizza is 16.
16, okay.
What's your large?
14.
14. And there are places that do large 18, mm-hmm. and it just, but ours is, we do a 16.
I guess it has to be fit into the box, like this guy said. Is that part of the reason, or just how the oven is sized?
Well,
or?
They make boxes in all different sizes. I think it's just, you know. What you can fit in your oven, and there's a lot that goes into the thought of how big your pizza is going to be, I think.
Right.
800-348-2551. Roberta in Schenectady. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hold on. Let me take you off speaker from here. Hi. My question is about letting the pizza dough sit overnight or proof overnight. And you said that the crust comes out better that way?
Yes. Okay. I think it should sit a day.
Okay. Do you let it sit in the fridge or outside?
You only need to keep it outside for about 45 minutes till it gains room temperature. And cover it, though.
Okay. Oh, that's so overnight you would put it in the fridge,
right.
Take it out 45 minutes and play with it. Okay, now.
Room temperature.
Would you do the same thing with gluten-free dough?
Ah. That's Paul.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
For sure. Mm-hmm. If you're going to let it sit overnight, you always want to use doughs when they're at room temperature. They're easier to work with.
But when you're letting it sit overnight, you don't let it sit on the counter.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, stick it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thank you, Roberta. 800-348-2551. Ron in Claremont. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi. This is an interesting show. I have in mind to build a pizza oven, an outdoor one, this summer. That will be wood-fired.
Yeah, a friend of mine did that.
I'm very curious to know about temperatures I should be going for. Is there such thing as getting too hot?
Yes.
Yes.
You really want your pizza oven to be, you know, like your home oven, 450 to 500. If you go up to 600-700 degrees, it's going to burn the pizza before it really cooks the pizza. What do you think?
I like to cook at 700-800.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
But you got to watch it. I mean, and we watch it like, but your oven moves around and it floats and it does all that other stuff.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I've always found that it burns it before it cooks it in my ovens.
Well, see, our crusts are a little different.
Yeah, definitely.
Crust.
But yeah, I'm going for the thin crust.
Thin crust. When you get that outside wood-fired oven, crank it up to about 700-800 degrees.
And let us know.
And let us know.
I mean,
And if you need dough, come to DeFazio's, because our dough can withstand that kind of heat.
I mean, those asbestos in it.
Yeah, they cook those coal ovens even hotter than that, I think.
Oh, yeah, they're at like 1,200.
Yeah, they're really hot, so.
for like a minute.
You're going to have to just play around with your dough and the temperature and find out what really works for you.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
When you're making a pizza outside, you don't use charcoal, or what would you use to heat up the oven? Just wood or the usual?
On your grill?
Yeah. Can you use briquettes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it melt between the bars? And you have to be real careful about it, though, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
Nope. The bars are close enough where it works.
Okay. But you don't want to leave it too long or else.
Right. You just got to keep turning it because it's going to have hot spots and. Yeah. And all that.
Kurt in Nassau, go ahead.
Hi, a comment on how to reheat pizza. I can't take credit for it. It's from Cook's Magazine. Take a nonstick saute pan, heat it up about medium high, put your piece of pizza on it. If you like thin, crisp crust pizza, it is absolutely the perfect way to do it. Bad news is you can only do one or two slices at a time.
Gotcha.
Don't put it in the oven, put it right on top of the stove.
On top of the stove. Wow, that's interesting. Cook's Magazine. I love that magazine, too.
Yep. And Mr. DeFazio has a wonderful pizza class.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You took it?
I'm coming for pasta.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. It's Pizza Day, Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. Paul Massiero of Baba Louie's, Great Barrington, Pittsfield, and Hudson. And we'll take more calls in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Sundog Cider at Solaqua. Locally produced hard cider from New York Hudson Valley apples, unfiltered, naturally gluten-free, handcrafted at a revitalized solar-powered mill in Chatham, New York. SundogCider.com. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. And Lori Stillwell, CPA PC, providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond. StillwellCPA.com.
Hey, it is Food Friday. It's all about pizza today on Vox Pop with our guests, Rocco and Paul, and your calls at 800-348-2551. Will in Delmar. Will.
Yes, thank you. My understanding is that the best cheese for pizza is the water buffalo mozzarella, and I've been unable to locate any of that from any of the cheese vendors here in the Capital District, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
The reason being, that comes from Italy, and it has a very short shelf life, and so a lot of places are not going to use it because, they fly it in from Italy, gets to New York, and then they distribute it. And by the time you get it, you only have like a day or two to use it. And it's incredible cheese. I've used it a couple times. But you know what I'm really into now is burrata.
Oh, yeah?
The fresh mozzarella with the cream
inside.
Oh, my God.
How do you spell that?
Burrata is B-U-R-A-T-A, burrata. I think it's as good, if not sometimes better, than the buffalo from Italy. And there's a place up in Vermont that makes a real great one. I can't think of their name. But burrata is wonderful. Some nice, good virgin olive oil on it.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know of any vendors in the area that might carry it?
Burrata?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you'll find it at Honest Wade Food Co-op.
Okay, yep.
And
for sure. Yeah.
Fresh Market. I would guess, what's the new place in Colony?
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. Oh, yeah, they have burrata.
Great.
Try it out.
Thank
it's
you.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I want to meet the guy that milks a water buffalo. That's good. I don't want that job.
Not me either.
Let's talk to Dana. I'm sorry, Dana and Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
I got a question for you. Fresh mushrooms or canned mushrooms?
Fresh.
Fresh.
Man, there's no comparison.
Whenever you can use something fresh as opposed to canned, you're usually
better off. Those canned things are sitting in, you don't know what.
Do you guys fry them in butter or anything first before you put them on? Because my wife likes them juicy. That's the only reason she likes the canned ones, you know?
You can do that, saute them off in a little butter, and that would be delicious. Yeah. But we just put them on fresh.
We only use fresh mushrooms.
Just put them on dry. And you guys just use the regular button mushrooms? Or
yep.
Is there a preference on that?
No.
We also use portobello mushrooms, but we usually roast those off in the oven first.
Yep.
But you can definitely saute up your fresh mushrooms to make your wife happy. There's nothing wrong with making your wife happy.
Yeah.
happy wife is a happy life. Yeah, that's right. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks a lot. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop, it's Food Friday, and it's all about pizza today. Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy, New York. Paul Massiero of Baba Louie's in Pittsfield, Great Barrington, and in Hudson. And let's go to Thomas in Pennsylvania.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, good.
Hello. I am a pizzaholic, so
nice.
I just had to call in today. I just wanted to call, actually, and say thank you for sticking to the making pizza the way that you do. I am someone who has been eating pizza for many, many years. And one thing that makes me very unhappy is just the proliferation of all of these chain pizza places that are appearing all over the place. They're on TV, they're running their ads, and they masquerade as if they do the authentic thing. And kids coming up today seem to know only that because they go to those places because they're responding to the commercials.
Yes.
And I just can't stand it. Like I think some of your other callers, I prefer the old-fashioned mom-and-pop pizza place. They just there's no comparison.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I just want to say thank you about that. You know, these pizza places, they've got great commercials.
They spend a lot of money on them.
That's right. During the Super Bowl, there was a certain one you may know. I will just simply say that, you know, I've tried those. I've given them a chance. But no matter what chain it is, it's assembly line pizza.
And that's what we talked about earlier about the quality of the cheese. They are getting, let me tell you, their cheese, I think they put plastic in some of that stuff or whatever fillers because that stuff is just so nasty. But no, you were talking about kids. When a family, and I'm sure it's the same thing with you, Paul, young kids, when they try our pizza, they'll turn to you and go, this is the greatest pizza I ever tasted. Yeah. Kids know. When they taste, they'll go, this is pizza. And we get that all the time from young kids.
Yeah.
They just get so excited because they had that other stuff, and then they're trying, and it's like, wow, finally.
I know.
Absolutely. It's just such a shame that those chains are getting larger and larger and larger and larger. I'm so disappointed to see so many mom and pops being put out of business because they just don't have the support. But I support the old-fashioned
place.
And please, gentlemen, please continue doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very much.
Thanks a lot.
It's amazing. Some of these chains will offer you cinnamon sticks and a chocolate chip cookie. It's like, is there anything that doesn't go with a pizza other than that? It's horrible.
It's like, oh, my stomach would explode just thinking of that.
Horrible. Let's see. Tris and Hurley.
Hi.
How are you?
Ahead.
I'm doing well. How are you all today?
Great.
Okay. I have a little dilemma. On more than one occasion, I've messed up on my pizza dough, which caused it not to rise. Do you have any suggestions what I could do with that dough? I've tried to turn it into pasta, but
no, it wasn't. Not going to work.
Bad idea.
It wasn't. I gave it a try.
Fry it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fry it.
And it'll puff up like fried dough?
Try it.
Okay, because then I wasn't sure.
Your last resort with food when everything else fails.
Just go
to those, you know, those things they have in the summer, those fairs. They fry everything.
They do. That's right.
And put some powdered sugar and some granulated sugar over it and dip it in Nutella.
That'll make everything better.
Sauce and cheese on it and call it a good fry bread or something.
That's it. Fry it.
Absolutely. I didn't know if I could use it as a deep dish pizza.
No.
No, if it's not going to rise, it's not.
No, fry
it's not going to rise. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I made you laugh.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much. 800-348-2551. You know, some of the craft beer makers change their beers with the seasons, a summer ale, an autumn lager, et cetera. Do you guys change your pizzas? Do you have a summer pizza, a winter pizza? Do you guys sort of change with the seasons?
We do, but
at all?
Only we offer them as specials more than on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use certain ingredients that we could get during the summer. Like we have a garden, and we'll put those on.
Yeah.
But to change the recipe,
No.
Let's move now to Bethel, Connecticut. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the burrata cheese.
Yes.
Maple Brook Farm.
That's it.
Bennington, Vermont.
Right.
Yep, awesome on a pizza and awesome in a salad also.
Oh, you can't beat burrata.
A little olive oil on there, fresh cracked pepper. Oh, man, good stuff.
It's called what again?
Maple Brook Farm.
Maple Brook, yes, that's the one.
Yep. All right, have a good day.
Thanks very much. 800-348-2551, Albany, Yvette.
Hey, how are you doing, everybody?
Okay.
In the discussion about cheese, I wanted to throw another one into the mix, and that's Taleggio. It's a cheese that melts so wonderfully. It is pungent, so it's not for everybody. And then you can add, you know, your fresh mushroom, spinach, anything else you want. But it makes it just melts beautifully on a pie.
It's a great cheese.
And then the other thing I wanted to add, I've been having a lot of success using the double O flour. It seems to make a really nice crisp crust, and it's actually my kid's favorite way to go when I make pizza. So just want to suggest that also.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, great cheese, Talagia. We like to use Fontinella. It's a nice cheese also. You use that?
Yeah.
Fontinella.
Once in a while.
800-348-2551. And let's stay in Albany with Pat. Pat?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm from a family that ran an Italian bakery, and we made primarily bread and rolls. But when we had a little dough left over, my parents made a simple pizza.
Yep.
Just dough, fairly thick, lots of sauce, and just Parmesan cheese on the top. It's still my favorite pizza. And sometimes I have a little trouble finding it around here. My question is that called Sicilian pizza?
I think that's might have been the original name for it.
What do you guys call that kind of? It's fairly thick. It's just got sauce and cheese, Parmesan cheese, not the melted stuff.
Right. That's the pizza when I was growing up in my neighborhood, which was Little Italy neighborhood in Troy. We would go to the local Italian bakeries on Friday to get our pizza because the mother or the grandmother would make the sauce and they would lay out on one of their sheet pans, big thing of dough, just sauce and the grated cheese, you know, whether it's pecorino or Parmesan, and that was the best pie. That's my favorite pizza. I don't like mozzarella on my pizza.
I don't either.
I like when you can taste the sauce and your sautéed spinach and your anchovies and whatever.
Well, sometimes when I go to a pizzeria, and I'm from Schenectady, Scotia, and I know there's one place that has it all the time, but sometimes I go to a couple of these places, and they don't have what I'm looking for. So I ask them if they have Sicilian pizza, and sometimes they look at me like,
they're not quite sure
what I'm talking about. But I guess I'm looking for clarification. No, am I using the right term, or is there another name for that kind of pizza?
I'm not quite sure if there's another name for that type of pizza. I would just tell them what you want on it.
Yeah, is Sicilian the best way to ask that?
I don't know if I would consider that to be the true Sicilian pizza, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But
my parents.
I always thought a Sicilian pizza
I'll,
was like
I'll ask for
Calabria. Yeah, that's ask, where my dad was from.
Oh yeah, oh, we're paisan.
Yeah,
let me ask you one other question. I get to Boston a lot, and there's a spot in Boston named Umberto's. It supposedly, for several years, has won the best pizza prize in the nation. Have you guys ever been there? Had their pizza?
In the North End?
Yeah, in the North End. Yeah,
I got to try them. I'm going to go to Boston in a couple weeks. I'll try them out.
Yeah, it's right on Hanover Street.
I know it.
The main drag in Boston.
Great food. Great food.
In the North End. Oh, great restaurants. Yeah, and go Red Sox. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Slip that in there.
An email, this writer, Edward, wants to know about fresh morel mushrooms. Is there anywhere that offers fresh morel mushrooms in this area? He likes to make pizza with them. Do you know what they are?
Yeah.
Morels, yeah.
Sure.
You use them?
Yeah, but we have people who forage for them and bring them in.
Yeah.
And we'll do a trade for them, you know. But I know that like my brothers own Guido's, and I know that they sell morels, but, you know, they're very short season on them.
Very short.
Springtime only and like maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's about as long as you get on those.
So it's
maybe a month if you're lucky.
Hard to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who eat them forage for them because they are, you know, really expensive.
800-348-2551. Let's talk to Helen in New Lebanon. Helen.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about tomato sauce. Whether you use just like straight tomatoes from the can that you puree, or do you use a sauce where you use onions and seasonings and all of that for your pizza? I go to Baba Louie's Pizza regularly. I just love it. It's the best best pizza.
Thank you very much. I know Rocco and I, we use the same tomatoes.
Stanislaus.
But he cooks his.
I cook my sauce.
And I don't cook mine.
So are you starting with fresh tomatoes? No.
No. Stanislaus is a company out of California that they have great tomato products. And I love their products.
We use the same.
And, but Rocco grew up with a cook sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like mine to be just fresh right out of the, I mix cans and some herbs and salt and pepper in there, and I keep it pretty simple.
Yeah, okay. So you just puree it and then just...
Correct.
Done. Okay, and you don't add, like, tomato paste to thicken it?
No.
Okay, and I've also heard that my son-in-law makes a great pizza. He puts the pizza crust in the oven first for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something, and then he takes it out and puts the sauce on it so it doesn't get soggy.
Oh, yeah, I know people do that also. It works.
Yeah,
seems like a lot of trouble for me getting the pizza out again and in again.
Never enough trouble for pizza.
I know. Well, thank you for the show. It's a great program and great pizza. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. A few minutes left, and let's see. Al in Amherst.
Hello, this is Al.
Hi, Al.
Hi. I wanted to say a couple things. One is that I think you always get the best pizza at a place where the owner is actually at the store.
That helps.
Yeah, because they care, and they're going to kick some tush if things aren't done right.
You know, my father used to have a saying, only the owner of the horse cares if he's fed or not.
Exactly. So that's one way to
Yes. When the owner's there, he cares how people are fed.
Exactly.
And how the business is fed.
Exactly. And a lot of times these small businesses, little food things are... almost more acts of love than a good business, Mm. I mean, you got to be there a lot and put in your time, and otherwise it's not going to work.
That's it.
Yep.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, I wanted to talk a little bit about sausage, because I like that on my pizza, and what do you guys,
We make our own sausage at DeFazio's.
Nice.
Yeah, past 64 years. We only use Hatfield pork butts, and when we can get them, we use this pork that comes out of Canada now that's... humanely raised pigs. Wow,
yep.
Is that great pork? You pay a little bit more for it, but the quality is humanely raised. Have you seen that at all?
No, pork? I haven't seen that pork.
I'm trying to have
out of
them.
Canada?
Yeah, out of Quebec. Humanely wow. raised pork.
Yeah, I've
very
been
good.
Locally raised grass-fed pork, and it's they say say, the meat's red, and I said yeah, because it's not
yes processed
anemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the show.
Thanks a lot. Let's see, Alexa. Alexa in Pittsfield.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
So my question's kind of going off of the one that just came in, but what would you say is the difference between a pizza sauce and maybe a marinara or spaghetti sauce when I'm making it?
Big difference.
Okay.
Well, first of all,
places-wise, maybe.
When I do my marinara sauce, I like to put onions, garlic, saute it, also with carrots. I like to shave carrots and put it in because carrots are a natural sweetener. Never, ever put sugar in a sauce.
Okay.
Never, ever. And I like capers.
Right.
But saute it with some carrots, onions, and garlic, and some nice fresh spinach that you shave.
And you're saying for a marinara and not a pizza sauce.
Right. Pizza sauce is just...
Simple.
Simple. Spices and olive oil.
You add any wine to your marinara?
Wine to my marinara?
It?
Sometimes if I'm making
that
extra taste.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a pretty good marinara down, but I struggle every time I'm making a pizza what I should do different with my sauce than my marinara. So...
Well, Rocco cooks,
like
we said earlier, Rocco cooks his, and I don't know what he exactly puts in it, but, I
put the carrots in. I just put the
garlic.
Yeah.
And he sautés that up, and then he dumps his tomatoes on.
Yep.
And then purees it.
No, I don't puree.
You don't puree?
Just mix it up.
So, and I just take mine, and I add basil and oregano and salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah, that does also.
And the fresh tomatoes. Well, not fresh, but the canned fresh tomatoes, I guess it would be called.
Yeah.
And then I just puree that up. And, taste it. And a lot of times the difference between a chef and someone who cooks at home, is the amount of seasoning that you'll put in.
And try to use fresh ingredients, fresh basil, fresh parsley. Big, big difference.
And we got to call it quits there, guys. And thanks lot. Pitt,
thanks for the calls.
Paul Massiero of Baba Louie's in Pittsfield, Great Barrington and Hudson, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. We'll see you again. And for more information on our guests, please visit WAMC.org. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Barb King took your calls. Producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. Support for WAMC comes from Schenectady Green Market, a community marketplace, providing fresh local produce and artisan goods downtown every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. inside Proctor's, SchenectadyGreenMarket.org. Spirit House Amherst, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tasting Saturday afternoon, SpiritHAUS.com. Stay tuned now for a news update.